Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. John Oris Bryce is on the clock, facing charges of operating while intoxicated, third offense, and driving on a suspended license. Bryce entered not guilty pleas today, but prosecutors have laid out a stark choice. Accept a plea deal now for the OWI charge without habitual offender enhancement, and they'll drop the licensure count. The alternative, the prosecution explicitly stated they will file that habitual offender notice, potentially escalating sentencing dramatically. Bryce has until April 6, 2026, and his next pretrial conference to make his move. It's a 30-day window that could redefine his future. As a $6,000 bond keeps him out for now, the question remains, will he take the deal or gamble on trial with a tougher penalty looming? And a routine arraignment took an unexpected turn for Carla Sue Peck. Facing serious charges, including a third offense for operating while intoxicated, lying to a peace officer, and driving on a suspended license, Peck entered not guilty plea to all counts. Her $6,000 bond remains in place, and a pretrial hearing is now set for April 6, 2026. But the real wrinkle, a last-minute address mix-up. Peck told the court she'd moved to Grand Rapids, contradicting court records. Her defense attorney has promised to clear up the confusion, ensuring she gets all future notices, a small detail, perhaps one that could easily derail future proceedings if not handled swiftly. When we come back from this AVS Tech Team sponsor message, we'll continue with our local news.
Depend on the AVS Tech Team to keep your data safe. If your home computer or business server fails, what important data is at risk? With data retention solutions from the Tech Team, your information is always protected and always accessible. These solutions safeguard important files from hardware failure, human error, or even natural disasters like fire and flood, so you don't have to worry about losing what matters most. Backed by professional local support, the Tech Team provides automatic, secure off-site storage with no extra equipment needed, making it simple and hassle-free to keep your data safe. Whether it's personal files, business documents, or critical records, they make sure everything is protected and easy to access when you need it. Keep your peace of mind at an affordable price. To learn more, contact the AVS Tech Team at 888-282-4943 or visit them in Pigeon or Sandusky to see how data retention solutions can protect you and your information.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and taking a look at more regional news, a federal judge who presides in Bay City has taken a leave of absence in the wake of media outlets reporting on his arrest following an alleged drunken driving crash. At the same time, a nonprofit judicial watchdog group has leveled a misconduct complaint against the judge. The U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Michigan announced on February 23rd that Judge Thomas L. Luddington, 72, volunteered to take a leave of absence from the bench pending the resolution of his own criminal matter in state court. When we come back after this public service announcement, we'll get to our national news.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country this spring. More than just a walk, Moving Day is a fun experience that unites the community in the fight against Parkinson's disease. Parkinson's doesn't stop, and neither will we. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register for an event in your area at movingdaywalk.org. That's movingdaywalk.org.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. And moving on to our national news, the largest used car dealership in the U.S. has agreed to issue payments to service members who had their vehicles illegally repossessed. The Justice Department accused CarMax of violating the Service Members Civil Relief Act by repossessing the vehicles after the owners was ordered into military service. Federal law prohibits businesses from repossessing service members' vehicle without a court order, said Assistant Attorney General Harmeet K. Dillon of the U.S. Justice Department Civil Rights Division. The Department of Justice is proud to defend the rights of those who serve in our military and will continue to vigorously enforce the laws that protect them. As part of the agreement, CarMax will pay at least $420,000 in damages to service members, along with a civil penalty of $79,380. According to a consent agreement, CarMax repossessed at least 28 vehicles that belonged to military members. Those members will now receive a minimum of $15,000 each. For the complete news stories, obituaries, weather, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy. And that news update was brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business.